The B-side, Remember Love, was written by Yoko.
Remember love, remember love. Love is what it takes to see. Remember love, remember love. Love is what it takes to me.
Meanwhile, back in London, Paul convinces George Martin to come back and produce a new album with the Beatles. He promises that it'll be like the old days again, and no bickering.
After Let It Be, I really thought that was the end of the road for all of us. I didn't really want to work with them anymore because they were becoming unpleasant people, and to themselves as well as to other people. And I really thought we'd finished. And I was quite surprised when Paul rang up and said, look, you know, this is silly. What happened over Let It Be? Let's try and make a record like we used to. Would you come and produce it like you used to? And I said, well, I'll produce it like I used to if you let me. I can't do it otherwise. I can't do it without your cooperation. And he rounded up John and George and Ringo, and we started work on Abbey Road. And it really was very happy, very pleasant, and went frightfully well.
The sessions begin on the 8th of July and go until the 15th of August, although John's I Want You was recorded back in April. The front cover photograph was taken on a humid Monday, the 21st of July, just outside the Abbey Road studios in St. John's Wood, North London.
Paul walked barefoot across the road because Paul's idea of being different is to look almost straight, but just have his ear painted blue, you know, something a little supple. We all were a bit like that. We used to go on stage with just, say, one polythene bag on one foot, and nobody might notice it, just us would be laughing. So for Paul, he decided to be barefoot that day, walking across the road. But when you first glance at the album, it looks like the Four Beatles or whoever walking across fully dressed. But he just, that's his little gimmick, that's all. Yeah, I didn't even notice till I got the album. I didn't notice on the day he was barefoot. We were just wishing the photographer would hurry up, and it's getting too many people are hanging around. It's going to spoil the shot, and let's get out of here. We're meant to be recording, not posing for Beatle pictures, you know. That's all we were thinking. And I was muttering, come on, hurry up, now keep in step.
Just before the release of Abbey Road, John makes a trip to the Toronto Rock and Roll Revival. It was a last-minute arrangement, and when the rest of the Beatles couldn't come, John hastily put together a band consisting of Eric Clapton, Klaus Voormann, and Alan White. The concert was recorded and later released on Apple. On September 26th, the Beatles released their last recorded LP, Abbey Road. The songs are good, some of them excellent. And it's a fitting end to the life of the greatest pop group ever. Engineer Jeff Emmerich tells us of the Beatles' attitude at the time of the recording.
Well, that came together very, very quickly, within about 3 weeks, the whole thing. I think it was a question, because, as I said before, you know, that the unity wasn't there, that they just wanted to get it over with. It wasn't the same four people. I mean, in the days of Pepper, if Harrison was going to do a guitar solo, Paul and John would hang around, you know, maybe to help and give him some inspiration. But when we're doing Abbey Road, they just go home and let him get on with it.
The album opens with John's Come Together. It was originally intended as another peace song, but it didn't come out quite like he intended. It was later released as the B-side of the Something single. Paul's bass playing and drums give it a distinct flavor.